Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Crime Weekly News. I'm Derek Levasseur.
And I'm Stephanie Harlow. And Derek and I apparently coordinated outfits today, both of us wearing black without even calling each other on the phone this morning and asking what we were planning to wear.
I got to send you a detective perspective for you.
You need me on your t-shirt. I do.
I'm going to send you one. I don't know why you haven't already.
So.
I know a guy. How are you?
I'm good.
We're back. I didn't die in the hospital.
Yes. Yay.
We're recording Crime Weekly News the day after I got home. I'm back. I'm here. I'm ready to go. Our friends over in Canada took great care of me. Although I will say quickly, I was one of the few Americans there. And man, anytime someone found out that I was an American, you know what they wanted to talk about. And it wasn't good.
What did they want to talk about?
The number one thing, like no matter where they were from, no matter if they were liberal or conservative, it was like, so what do you think about this whole thing between Canada and the United States? Do you hate us? And it was very interesting. Every day I'm doing my breakfast, lunch, and dinner with these guys. And I was like constantly having to defend myself and be like, no, listen, we still love you guys, you know?
You're like the token American in the hospital and the word's getting around the hospital and everybody's like walking by your door to see if you're awake, you know?
And they're like, we're surprised you came here. I'm like, I mean, in all seriousness, there's still a lot of people from the United States that go up there. But yeah, it was an interesting couple days as far as everything that's going on in the world from a geopolitical standpoint. And, you know, it's interesting how they view us and how they view the whole situation.
I feel like if anything, Canadians would hate us, you know, although neither of us should hate each other because we don't have any say so or control in what's happening on like a political, like global level, you know.
The good news, because that's not what we're here to talk about today. The good news is we did come to common ground as far as like, hey, listen. You know, we don't always represent what our leaders represent.
Exactly.
And it may be things you agree with and things you don't agree with. But on a human level, we're neighbors. And we all hope that at the end of all of this, everyone is happy with whatever comes out of it. And we continue to move on with each other because we do share a continent together. So probably should get along.
Yeah.
Right?
We probably should. Yeah. Canadians are very historically nice people.
They are. They were very nice and very accommodating. And yes, they were very understanding. It was great. Schuldice Hospital. Not a paid advertisement, but they are amazing. If you ever need hernia surgery, male or female, strongly recommend. I don't know if I can say it.
Wait, do females get hernias?
Oh, yeah. There was females there with me, yeah.
I've literally never heard of a woman getting a hernia, only men.
A lot of them get it after pregnancy.
Oh, yes.
Right? And I'll tell you off camera.
There were multiple celebrities,
big celebrities that have been there recently. I'm not going to say their names because I don't know medically.
You dropped names on the phone last
with
night.
You.
Yeah,
but not to hundreds of thousands of people.
No.
So, the names.
It's not nice. You should tell them now.
No, I can't. I think we get sued, to be honest with you.
Oh, you're probably right.
So I'm not, you know, I love you guys. But unless you're paying the legal bills, can't do it. I am in a good mood. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be on the mend. Just health in general. You don't realize how important it is till you don't have it.
So true.
Super important. And unfortunately, like it is with a lot of episodes that we do on Crime Weekly News and Crime Weekly, we're usually not discussing good things. And if you've already seen the title of this episode, this is the case here again. And we were talking a little bit before we started recording because as parents, this one is just extremely frustrating. And I hope whether you have kids or not, this is a case that we can all agree on. So to give you a little background, imagine this. a 22-year-old college student full of dreams and ambitions. She's visiting friends in South Carolina, and this career criminal with a staggering 40 prior offenses breaks into the home where she's staying, and in this horrific act, fatally shoots her while she's sleeping. And this is all for stolen credit cards. And we're talking about the tragic story of Logan Federico. She was an aspiring teacher and devoted Taylor Swift fan from North Carolina.
She's a big-time Swiftie.
Yep, so I know you can relate right there. And her life was senselessly cut short for no reason, and authorities are describing this as a random act of violence. So we're going to dive into the details of not only what transpired on the day of the offense, but also the systemic failures of our judicial system, because this is a prime golden example of what the F are we doing? Like, what are we doing? Because when we talk about some of the prior offenses of this scumbag, there's not a single person in this world that can convince me he should have been out walking the streets.
He's only 30,
I don't want to get ahead. I'm already getting fired up. So do you want to give a little bit of the background of the actual crime? And we'll go through it because, yeah, my blood's boiling.
Yeah, so this happened on May 3rd, 2025. Logan Federico, a 22-year-old college student from North Carolina, was fatally shot while visiting friends in Columbia, South Carolina. She was staying at a rental home on Cypress Street when Alexander Dickey, a 30-year-old man with a history of criminal offenses, he allegedly broke into the residence and shot her in the chest while she slept.
Yep.
So
threat to him whatsoever.
He broke in. She was asleep. He could have grabbed her purse, been out.
Been gone.
But instead, he thought, I'm going to shoot this young woman with her whole life ahead of her in the chest. And authorities believe the attack was random with no prior connection between Dickey and Federico. Prior to the shooting, Dickey's accused of stealing a vehicle and a firearm from a nearby home. After the incident, he reportedly used the stolen credit and debit cards to make purchases in West Columbia. His crime spree spanned multiple jurisdictions, leading to a manhunt. Dickey was eventually apprehended after allegedly setting another property on fire in Gaston, South Carolina. So, yeah.
Did you see the date on this one?
May 3rd.
This just happened.
Yeah.
This just happened. This is really recent and it's horrific. And I got to give kudos. I can't remember who it was because I get a lot of DMs, but while I was in the hospital, I was going through my DMs and this was an article sent to us by one of our listeners. So thank you to whoever it was. I apologize for not remembering your name. I was a little high on medication, but I remembered the article and I immediately sent it to Stephanie after reading it because I was pissed off, frankly. We're going to take a quick break. There's so much to talk about here. Not only the crime itself, but then obviously, again, why was Dickey, as I'm going to refer to him for the rest of the episode, why was he allowed to be out there and do something like this? So take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.
All right, so we're back and we were talking about Dickey before the break and this guy, he was charged with murder and 2 counts of first degree burglary, 2 counts of possession of a weapon during the commission of a violent crime, possession of a weapon by a convicted felon, 2 counts of grand larceny of a motor vehicle, and 3 counts of financial transaction card theft. So he's got a gamut of charges coming his way now, and that's all well and good, but it's not going to bring Logan back. And that's the big issue here because it's great. This is a reactive approach. This guy finally took someone else's life. He finally evolved to the level of complete monster. And now there's this 22-year-old woman whose life is gone. And yet now he'll spend the rest of his life behind bars. Congratulations. Cost one life to find out that this guy shouldn't be out there. That's not justice to me.
No, I feel like the fact that he's 30 years old with 40 prior criminal offenses shows you that this is not a person who understands implications, who understands responsibility for his own actions, right? This is somebody that probably does not have a lot of self-control and doesn't have the capacity to live life on the right side of the law. That's no. what that tells me. Because, I mean, 40, okay, and he's 30. So even assuming he didn't start doing criminal activity until his middle to late teens, that's still a very short amount of time to rack up this many criminal deeds.
I agree. And to your point, court records show that Dickey was involved in 40 criminal and traffic cases between 2013, so not that long ago, and the present. And he has convictions for breaking and entering, burglary, grand larceny, strong arm robbery, possession of a stolen vehicle and resisting arrest, and much more. Those are convictions, Stephanie. I'm not talking about charges that are pending. And as you just said, this isn't a short time span. We're talking about 2013, so a little over 10 years. We're talking about 12 years where he's committed over 40 criminal and traffic offenses. That's a problem. And I know they don't necessarily go together as far as the crimes they're committing, but a lot of these are felonies that I'm talking about. So at what point does the judicial system say, hey, we have access to all your records. We can see everything you're doing. Yes, we're about reform. We want to get you on the right track, but clearly you're not getting it. And although these crimes right now, you haven't hurt anybody yet, as far as we know of, although I don't know the specifics of these crimes, I would argue that breaking into someone's home and burglary is almost as bad as being assaulted because it's such a violation of everything that's important to you. Like imagine living in a home with your kids and coming home and finding out that someone rummaged through your house while you weren't there.
That's happened to that when I was a kid, our house was robbed.
And how did that make you feel?
13, 14. I mean, I don't think it really impacted me as much because my mother was,
did she feel safe there after the fact?
She did not feel safe there, even to this day, because she's got a large sliding glass door on her house. Like she will put like a blanket over it at night when she's sitting in the kitchen working on the computer because she gets nervous that people are looking at her from outside. So it really affected her forever, especially in that house. You know, that's your house. That's the house I grew up in. My siblings were all born there. So obviously she wasn't going to sell it just because this one thing happened, but it did ruin her experience of this home for the rest of her
course.
Life.
So yeah. whether it's something physical in nature or just by association, like that's her home. She's built a place of safety there. And that's been taken from her in this one action. And that happens every single day. And I mentioned that, you know, some of these didn't involve maybe directly with people, but there is one on here, the strong arm robbery that involves somebody.
It looks like he was put on probation 5 times.
There you go.
He's been put on probation 5 times. His first probation term started in December 17th of 2013, breaking into motor vehicles. It was revoked on November 19th, 2014. Second probation term began May 15th, 2017 for grand larceny over $10,000 and burglary, second degree nonviolent and burglary, third degree. That was revoked December 4th, 2019, so less than 2 years there. Then we have supervised reentry term began February 1st, 2021 for strong arm robbery, completed April 8th, 2021. So literally he gets off probation December 4th, 2019. And in less than 2 years, he's back at it again. And the third probation term began June 6th, 2023 for burglary third degree. It was completed on February 5th, 2025. Just a few months ago, he got off probation and he's back at it again. Now, it's learned he was released early because he followed the terms of his probation. Defendants can earn what's called compliance credits. According to state law, credits may be earned from the first day of supervision and every 30 days after that. So he's got some self-control, at least enough when he's on probation, he can follow his terms to get off probation so he can go out and be for the streets again. But in 2023, he was sentenced to probation for third degree burglary in the first offense. That probation was scheduled to end next month, but because those credits, he was released from probation in February. Records show the special conditions for Dickey's most recent probation included getting a substance abuse counseling, getting random drug/alcohol testing, and having no contact with the victim. He was drug tested 4 times during his last probation. Officials said it's not common for offenders to be released early. Yeah, right. And so now they're obviously scrambling because people are going to start to point fingers.
Roll.
Yeah, and say, why is this guy walking around? And the solicitor for the 11th Circuit told Channel 10 News that they're reviewing Dickey's previous offers and the sentences given. The officials released this statement, quote, "As to the court process, our prosecutors routinely engage in plea negotiations with defense attorneys. Our guiding principle is to make offers that comport to the evidence in the case, not simply the initial allegations, including a defendant's prior criminal history. As to the prior pleas involving Alexander Dickey, we are reviewing these offers and the sentences given. This process will take a while and will include sitting down with each assistant solicitor involved in order to gain a better understanding of their actions and to address any shortfalls in their judgment. However, please understand that I bear the responsibility for the decisions and actions of my assistant solicitors," end quote. So here's my question. Probation this many times. Okay, you complete your probation, you behave yourself well under that probation, but then very shortly after that probation ends, he's back out there committing crimes again, and you would think that that would deter prosecutors from offering him probation again.
Agreed. Agreed. And I know from my experience in this that when someone commits a crime and they serve their probation or their prison sentence, it's something that's viewed by the court, but it's not something that's considered for the next crime, because the next crime, it has its set of standards that have to be considered, the charges, what the, you know, what type of sentencing would support that charge. It's obviously our judicial system has a set of laws and what you are potentially on the hook for if you commit certain crimes. But when does common sense come in? And I'm asking this question to you, Stephanie, but I'm asking it more so to the people out there who are listening or watching this right now. I know there's got to be a change in legislation to really make an impact here, because there's not a level of subjectivity to it where courts can do too much. I understand that. But I've seen this my entire career where it's always the same people. And in most cases, not always, we do have those rare circumstances where the person learns from their mistake and corrects their course and becomes a contributing member of society. But in most instances, this is what happens. And from my personal experience as a cop, more than likely, their crime escalates because they realize, if I get caught, this is what's going to happen. And so it gets to this point where now it's too late, because now I would argue that the burglaries are just as bad, not as murder, but as some of these more significant crimes. But it gets to a point.
I think they just show a pattern, right?
That's a pattern.
That's really what it is. It's a pattern of this person does not want to follow the laws and the rules that everybody else has to follow.
They are a danger to society. It doesn't always have to be to the extreme of they may kill someone. We know that. If they're robbing people at gunpoint, something could go wrong. What if the person decides to defend themselves and the gun goes off, right? Like, this person does not care about other human beings. So at what point, instead of taking a reactive approach, does the justice system, because the cops can't do that. The cops can't arrest someone before they commit a crime. But the justice system can exercise their rights. Like, for example, as of right now, if maximum sentencing is 5 years, like you just kind of alluded to, it shouldn't be 2.5 years sentencing and then 2.5 probation. It should be 5 years in prison. Boom. No probation.
Yes, after a certain amount after a certain, you know, length of a time where you can see the behavior is consistent and persistent. Yes. I mean, obviously not the first time.
No. Good people make mistakes.
Exactly.
I get that.
But after it's happening over and over again, and, you know, 40 incidents that he was involved in, he was only charged in a handful of them, right? So that, but you can see his criminal record. It's not like only the charges that actually, you know, were adjudicated were seen by prosecutors and law enforcement and the judicial system. They can see everything. So if you could see everything in front of you, it's very easy to say, like, hey, this is the third time. Maybe probation doesn't work for this dude. Maybe we should just keep him away.
Absolutely. And there's a couple things I want to talk about. First off, done a little bit of research, and I see that in South Carolina, they have a 3-strikes law and they also have a 2-strikes law. And it's interesting to me. I want to read it out loud to you guys, but it seems like he would have fallen under this. However, he was still out there. But when we're going to talk about it after the break, we're also going to play a video from Logan's father. You guys have to see it. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at tracemineralz.com.
All right, so we're back, and I want to talk about these three strikes law that they have in South Carolina, because to me, depending on where these crimes were committed, I would think these would apply. Stephanie, let me know your opinion. So first off, South Carolina's three strikes law, specifically section 1725-45 of the South Carolina Code, mandates life in prison without parole for repeat offenders convicted of certain serious crimes. They also have what is known as the two strikes provision for the more serious offenses. So let's talk about it. Two strikes provision. If a person is convicted of a, quote, more serious offense and has a prior conviction for the more serious events or the equivalent of an out-of-state offense, so it doesn't even have to be in the same state, they also face life in prison without parole. Now, the three strikes law is if a person is convicted of a serious offense and has two prior convictions for a serious offense, the combination of the more serious and serious offense can be also resulting in life in prison without parole. So what is a most serious offense? Because we have most serious and we have serious. It's kind of confusing to me, but for the most serious, examples would be murder, attempted murder, rape, carjacking, and certain forms of arson and burglary. We've already mentioned he has burglary convictions on his record. Now, the serious offense examples, burglary, robbery, drug offenses involving significant quantities, and certain forms of fraud. Does he have burglary? Does he have robbery on there? Yes, he does. So I want to know why it doesn't apply. And I'm sure the answer to that question is going to be some stupid effing technicality that the solicitor or someone else will explain to us, that he basically didn't fall under it because of a certain stipulation, which is bullshit.
Or like a loophole or,
It's just a hole in the law where his attorney, Dickie's attorney, was able to say, yeah, it wouldn't apply here. And the judge couldn't enforce it because, unfortunately, it didn't apply for whatever reason. But there has to be common sense law. And we just don't have it right now. And it's bullshit. But what do you think about just that in general? Without us knowing the specifics of each case, obviously we'd have to look at his criminal record and we weren't in the courtrooms, but just what's your first thought when you hear that as a mother?
I mean, I hear so much of these things.
And, yeah, this is an isolated incident.
Yeah, and as a mother, as a woman, it's obviously concerning. We just talked, I think, in one of the last videos we did about how I think it's crazy that a person can attempt to kill somebody, can maim them, can torture them, can abuse them in every single way and leave them for dead. And just because that victim is strong and fights for their life and gets to safety and survives, the person who did this only gets an attempted murder charge instead of a murder charge, and they don't serve even close to as much time. I think that's crazy. The person intended to kill this other person. They wanted to kill this other person. And if they'd had it their way, that other person would be dead.
Right.
So what does it matter that the actual victim was like, I'm not dying today, and summoned every ounce of strength they had to get out of a horrible situation and survive? And then the person who did it gets a lesser sentence because of the strength of the victim. It's absolutely you can't wrap your head around it, right? So
completely agree with you. I couldn't agree more. Let us know what you guys think about that. We are, you know where we stand on this stuff. You really do. We've made it very transparent over the years. Weigh in down in the comments. Let us know what you think about not only Logan's case, but all the cases like this, because this is happening in every part of the country.
And there's going to be people, I know there are, who are, you know, they're going to say, oh, well, he didn't commit any violent offenses, so how would anybody know that he would become violent? That's not the point.
Well, this guy did.
Well, yeah, but like, not
I would consider burglary and robbery a violent offense.
Yeah, but a lot of people wouldn't. You know, people are not getting. He doesn't have domestic charges. He doesn't have assault charges.
Yeah, I guess it's so subjective.
But he, you know what he did have? A shitload of drug charges. And you know what I would argue is that somebody that clearly flouts the law and thinks they're above it, and they're a drug user, that's a person that could become violent.
100%. They will do whatever they have to do to get what they want.
And not only that, but if you look at it and it's just like 40 incidences in the last little bit over a decade.
Yeah.
This is, yeah, maybe they weren't violent. Maybe they weren't for assault. Maybe the prosecutors can say, oh, well, how could we have known he would be violent? Just use your brain. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter if he would become violent. He needs to serve a long enough full sentence where he learns a lesson, or at least the public is safe from him for that amount of time. Because at the end of the day, the majority of us walk around every single day following laws, following rules, not hurting other people, not robbing people. And this dude's doing it left and right. And he's getting treated the same as a person who isn't doing it left and right. And that doesn't make any sense to me. We need to look at a pattern of behavior and consider that when talking about sentencing for a crime. And at the end of the day, again, I just think is that these people don't care. I think that the judicial system just doesn't care. They're like, let's do and make whatever deal we have to have as less paperwork as possible, to get to not funnel all these resources into this. It's just one guy amongst hundreds and hundreds of other guys and girls that are out there committing crimes in this state. And we're too overwhelmed and we just don't care enough. That's what I think.
And they end up killing someone. I mean, if I was a judge looking at this and I saw these offenses, the main takeaway that I would have, whether it was a robbery or a burglary, because the way I would look at it is I would say, okay, yeah, maybe in this instance, he went into the house and nobody was there. But what if there was somebody there? What if someone decided to fight back? Would this person have just left? No, they're bringing a gun there. So you see the armed robbery, you see the burglaries. And what I would see, my main takeaway would be, this person has a complete disregard for human life. They do not deserve to be out there. I'm going to put them away for the absolute maximum that I can, not because I'm trying to reform them, but because I have to protect all the people that are out there in our society right now that this person could hurt. That would be my takeaway.
He doesn't follow the same rules that everybody else is expected to follow. He's not safe for society, whether it's your property, whether it's your life. And like, oh, what if someone was home when he broke into the house? Yeah, what if someone was home? What if someone was home sleeping in bed and clearly not able to physically overpower a man, much less a man with a gun? He could have easily gotten in and out and not killed her.
Right.
But he did.
He's a scumbag. That's why he didn't. And on one positive note, this was a random act. There was no previous connection to Logan. So it was very possible that Dickie could have committed this crime and just still been out there doing more if it wasn't for his own stupidity. So I'm glad to see that the Columbia Police Department worked in conjunction with other departments to track him down, and I feel very confident at this point he will never be out again. But there was a quote from the Columbia Police Department. I want to read it real quickly. Quote, "Our deepest condolences go out to the Federico family and all that knew and loved her. No words can ease the pain of their loss, but we stand with them in support and sorrow." Columbus Police said this on Monday. They also went on to say that, quote, "This case highlights the strength of collaboration. We are grateful for the outstanding partnership between the Richard County Coroner's Office, the Lexington County Sheriff's Department, and our City of Columbia team. Because of their joint efforts, a suspect has been identified and apprehended. We remain committed to pursuing justice and supporting Logan's family every step of the way." That's great. Congratulations. You got him off the street. Let's go back. And when this person commits a crime prior to this, we stop them from getting out for at least an extended period of time so that this doesn't happen again. Stephanie, we have a video from Stephen Federico, correct? Logan's father?
Yes.
We're going to play that for you now, and we'll be right back.
I'm officially the father of a murdered child. No one's going to pinch me. I'm not going to wake up. But she's speaking through me to tell people. I may be gone physically, but my dad is representing me. I'm going to figure out how to make kids safer at colleges and campuses and frat houses and stuff.
I can't believe I had to do that today. I can't believe I'm going to have to continue to do it until it's done.
All right, so you can see it there. You can hear the hurt in his voice. You can see it if you're watching on YouTube. And yeah, I mean, this is another parent who their child's getting a little older, 22 years old, so you got to give them a little bit more room to breathe, a little bit more freedom because they're an adult and she's not doing anything wrong. And now he's going to go the rest of his life without his child. And you have another parent. I like what he said at the end there, where he's going to do what he can to make children, these universities safer, because this is happening all the time. And so here's another parent who now has gone through this heinous tragedy and is going to use the remainder of their life to try to make your kid safer. That's exactly what he's saying there, which is not how it should be. Shouldn't have to be the case. There, Logan's death was preventable, period. Full stop. This guy should have not been in a position to commit this crime. That is my own opinion. You guys can feel the way you want. Stephanie, I'll give you the final words.
Yeah, I think that what you said there was perfect, which is that she didn't do anything wrong. It was a wrong place, wrong time kind of situation, which is even more scary, right? Because you could do everything right. You're just there. You rented a house. You're visiting friends. She was actually planning on attending college in Colombia, and you know she wanted to be a teacher and all of this. So she's probably checking the area out. And it was just a random break-in. He just chose that house, and she happened to be there. She didn't do anything wrong. She didn't get in an argument with someone. She didn't, you know, she wasn't the catalyst to this at all. And as a parent, you have to allow your children, who are adults legally, to go out into the world and experience things. And you have to do that knowing that they could just be a victim of circumstance, that there's bad people walking the streets that hurt people and don't care who they hurt and have no problem hurting them, and that your child, who you've done your best to protect all their lives, could just become a victim for no other reason than they're in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's it.
Can I add one little thing to that?
Mm-hmm.
Everything you said, but add in there a little caveat. A person walking the streets that's a danger to everyone that the justice system is aware of. They already know about this guy. He's already been apprehended. That's what makes this. That's what really pisses me off. Listen, there are bad people out there who are lurking amongst us who haven't been caught yet. And, you know, things can happen. Can happen to you, can happen to me. I get it. There's no way to really prevent it unless they're giving you something that indicates they could go down this road. But when you have someone who's continuously in front of the judge and they're allowed to commit something like this, that it's unacceptable. But woosah, breath here. We got to keep talking about it. We got to keep everyone holding, you know, these officials accountable, because that's the only way we're going to get change. If we don't bitch about it, if we don't complain about it, and we just go, ah, it's part of life, there'll never be a recourse. We have to make sure that our politicians and our legislators are held responsible. And it starts with just talking about it and making everyone aware of it in this social media and public pressure that can ultimately have people lose their jobs. They'll think twice when they're deciding what to sentence someone. I know judges have qualified immunity and all this stuff, but trust me, they have political aspirations and things. You can affect them long-term by the decisions they're making now. So final words from me, my thoughts and prayers go out to Logan's family and Steven and everybody else involved. We're thinking of you. There's nothing we can say to change this, but if there's anything we can do to support you with this platform, we will absolutely do so. Everyone stay safe out there. We'll be back later this week with part two of Peggy Klinke. You guys really seem to get a lot out of part one, so thank you to everyone who's listening and watching. We'll see you soon. Stay safe out there. Have a good night.
Bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.